First, the head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says there are two big priorities for the agency. At the top, clean water. A close second, chronic wasting disease in the state's deer herds. Governor Evers has declared 2019 the year of clean drinking water. His budget proposals include the removal of pipes that seep lead into drinking water and ending pollution of rural water supplies. Preston Cole is the secretary appointee of the state DNR. Secretary Designee Cole, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, why is water quality your number one issue this year?
Well, as the governor has already indicated several times with his mandate of the year of clean drinking water, it's a human health issue. You got to believe and you got to know that there are places in the state of Wisconsin where they don't have surety as to what's coming out of the end of the tap, whether it's in Kewaunee County in that area, southwest Wisconsin and Iowa County, Grant and Lafayette with nitrates in drinking water from the wells, or lead laterals in our some of our oldest cities from Superior to Milwaukee to Beloit. We've got 130 towns and villages and cities in Wisconsin that all have lead laterals, and people like to talk about Milwaukee, but there are a number of locations around the state of Wisconsin that needs to have those lead laterals replaced.
And the governor has proposed about, I think, $40 million for lead pipe replacement around the state. How far is that going to get us?
Well, it's a sum total to, take that amount of lead laterals out. It's probably estimated at a $2 billion lift. We don't have $2 billion, so we have to get at it incrementally around the state of Wisconsin.
Some lawmakers from rural areas have said, hey, most of this money we think is going to go to Milwaukee. It's a good cause, but we're not comfortable sending money from around the state that's going to be so devoted to Milwaukee. What do you say about that concern?
Well, Milwaukee is certainly the largest city and has the largest amount of lead laterals at about 77,000. And again, Milwaukee is one of 130 cities, towns, and villages. While Milwaukee has a, dire need for replacements of lead laterals, it's just a sheer number of percentage of lead laterals that causes Milwaukee to receive that type of enumeration. You would tend to think that, an equalized value, equalized number of properties, when you're looking at 77,000 versus there's some that have 10, 11, 12 lead laterals, it's just the magnitude of the issue.
Now, you mentioned some of the specific rural concerns we have in northeastern Wisconsin and now southwestern Wisconsin. What kind of things in the budget and at the DNR are you targeting when it comes to these drinking water concerns that aren't concerned with lead pipes?
Well, I'm happy to report that, organizations like the Farm Bureau and the farming community are coming to the table to begin the discussions as to what goes on land and what ultimately comes off of lands and winds up in our drinking water. And so we've asked for five more scientists associated with, groundwater and how we can reduce the amount of chemicals from the land that get into our drinking water and our wells, those in terms of emerging contaminants like PFAS, and of course, manure spreading and those practices. And again, I'm happy to report that we're getting positive feedback from the farming communities and the organizations that represent them as to we're ready to come to the table and let's work this out.
So studying and negotiation, there are people, as you mentioned, who right now can't drink what's coming out of their taps. Is there something you can tell them that says, hey, this year something's going to get better?
Well, what I will report is that we've put in approximately $83 million worth of funding for a variety from drinking water, contaminated wells, cleaning up some of our shores from Milwaukee to Lake Superior from contaminated sediment. And again, those individuals who have wells, they often need to be repaired, and many of them don't work like they should. So consequently, That $83 million represents a variety of approaches to solving a myriad of drinking water issues in all parts of the state.
Now, this budget is a big document. There's going to be a lot of battles between the governor and Republican lawmakers. Do you see places when it comes to water quality where you think you're mostly on the same page?
Well, when you see Speaker Voss putting together his task force on drinking water, and that'll be chaired by Representative Novak, and when they go around the state and host somewhere between 10 to 12 listening sessions, it begins to tell you that their fact-finding, what they're going to find out is information that's certainly been on the landscape. It's different in Portage. It's different in Superior. It's different in Milwaukee. And so you would tend to believe that you only have that type of task force if you're going to try to reconcile laws and that could approach this and funding levels that could approach this. So if we're going to get something done, I think it's up to the speaker and the governor. And again, it's a positive sign that the legislature is going on the road and listening to other communities about drinking water.
Talking to Preston Cole, he's the secretary appointee of Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. Let's move on from drinking water for now and look at chronic wasting disease, this long-running and growing problem in the state. There's some concerns from people in the conservation community and Republicans that there's not enough in this budget to amp up the state's response. So what do you see happening here?
Well, again, the governor left in place approximately $2.6 million, which was proposed by the previous administration relative to chronic wasting disease. Much of that money is for testing, about $990,000 for testing. I've been tasked with reconciling those concerns of individuals from the conservation organizations to individuals certainly in deer farms as well. That said, we have to report back as to what has the state of Wisconsin acquired after spending $52 million on chronic wasting disease to date, and what does that go-forward strategy look like? So in order for us to go forward, I have staff collecting data from the Great Lakes regions to see what other states are doing. We know that we would love to fund a quick test. And a quick test is important for CWD so that a hunter can know in short order, you know, in 24 or 48 hours. Right now, it's about 12 to 15 days. That's driving people away from the sport. And, of course, that's the level of concern as this disease moves. So for $52 million, the disease has moved and continues to move. But we get positive insights from other states. State of Michigan sent $5 million to Michigan State University to come up with that quick test. And so what does Wisconsinites get from that? Well, when that quick test has been done, we're going to get that quick test. And quite frankly, the state of Wisconsin doesn't have to spend another $5 million to do that type of research. So the regulators and the DNRs around the Great Lakes, we're in conversation with those individuals, and we'll be able to report back what our strategies are, where the research gaps are from a gap analysis that we'll wind up providing. And then we want to give surety that, you know, this disease still may move and continue to move as long as we have practices like, you know, baiting and feeding and carcass movements in places where deer carcasses shouldn't be moved.
I want to turn to Wisconsin State Park funding under the Walker administration. There's a pretty big change in state support, taking away a lot of state support, making the state parks, in effect, self-sustaining. What are you looking at in this year's budget?
Well, again, there's a additional resources, $1.3 million, that has been enumerated in the budget. Of course, it's being run like a business operation, and what comes in gets, goes into what I would call the infrastructure improvements. But there's just not enough money to fix all of the what I call legacy building repairs and modifications that have to be done. So we lean heavily on the state's building commission to assist in providing capital funding for some of those properties. And until such a time, again, we'll have to do the paint and fix-ups ourselves.
I want to wrap up just talking about your philosophy of the role of Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. People have taken different approaches to your job over the years and over the administrations. How do you view the role of the DNR?
Well, I represent approximately, 2,400 or so hardworking Department of Natural Resource employees, and they're our greatest assets. And the role that we play, and you should also know this is, State Employees Week. So if folks are looking for a job, go to WIS Jobs, look up the DNR, come work for us. Consequently, we're here environmental protection. We're in resource management. And so those 2,400 employees in every given day are finding ways to relieve us from contaminants in our soils and waters, to make sure that the fish population is thriving, to understand the forest and the process of, managing timber in a state like Wisconsin, to our wildlife and those individuals that work on making sure that we have abundant wildlife and recreational opportunities from our parks and recreational areas. So, our philosophy is service. And so we provide service to those individuals who want to do business with us. We lean heavily on service excellence. And each and every day we wake up, put our boots on, and go work for what I call the greatest department in state government.
Secretary-designee Cole, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. And quite frankly, this is the best job I ever have. I love it. It's difficult at times and challenging, but that makes it worthwhile.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Preston Cole is the Secretary-designee of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He joined us to look at the DNR budget this year. We're in the midst of the budget process and other issues facing the agency, including clean water and chronic wasting disease in Wisconsin deer.